From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. An inmate in the Humboldt County Correctional Facility is charged with possession of a deadly weapon by a prisoner after authorities found a weapon in his cell. Information about the weapon came in the form of a tip leading several correctional deputies to stay after their 12-hour shift to help conduct a search of the unit where the weapon was allegedly hidden. Correctional deputies searched the entire unit, finding a sharpened, jail-issued spork in the cell of 20-year-old Joe Olivo III. The weapon removed. Olivo is currently in the Humboldt County Correctional Facility awaiting trial on suspicion of murder, among other counts. The Humboldt County Coroner's Office identifying the victim of the homicide at Oceanview Cemetery on August 9th as 16-year-old Brandon Brocious of Eureka. Officers with the Eureka PD responding to the cemetery for the report of a possible stabbing. Once they got there, they found the deceased male juvenile with a stab wound. Officers secured the scene. They began searching the area for witnesses and possible suspects. Detectives summoned as well. As a result of that investigation, the suspect soon identified as 38-year-old Lorna Jean Lean and a male juvenile. Arrest warrants for homicide obtained for both suspects. The bail amount issued on each warrant, $1 million. State Department of Hospitals has found a place to house murder suspect Antoine Aubrey IV. Aubrey accused of killing his sister Angel Aubrey, a single mother of five, in Hoopa on February 17th. Aubrey was found mentally incompetent to stand trial in April. His attorneys had threatened the department with contempt of court if no place was found for their client. It was confirmed by the AG's office Monday, representing the state, that Aubrey is in a state facility. The Mendocino Complex fire stands at just under 330,000 acres, with the ranch fire at more than 279,000 acres. That fire, 58% contained, say officials, while the river fire stands at 49,000 acres, 92% containment. The number of residences destroyed is now at 139, with 119 other structures also falling victim to the flames. Another 1,500 structures are considered threatened. The Yurok Tribe's 56th annual Klamath Salmon Festival is happening on Saturday. In 2016 and 2017, the tribe could not in good conscience serve Klamath salmon at the festival because the fish runs were so low. During those years, the Klamath fish population plummeted as a result of juvenile salmon disease outbreaks, excessive water diversions, and water quality issues caused by the lower four Klamath dams. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.